Welcome back to the 20% True Podcast. This is Season 5, Monster of the Week, Episode 1, Capricorn. I'm Carolyn Rahaman. Something strange was happening with Capricorn's children. It took a while for him to put his finger on it, mostly because their getting stupider seemed neither kind nor possible. Lazier, he thought at first. All the time they spent sprawled out on the beach, the sun roasting them from above and the sand roasting them from below had sent them into a stupor. They used to play tag with the waves, splashing and laughing, timing their retreats and their leaps over the waves' crests with precision. They used to hunt sand crabs, studying the timing and rhythm of the limbs as they scuttled to the side. They used to watch the stars at night, analyzing the loops and sways of the cosmos. Now they ate grass and gnawed on their beach towels. They choked on chip bags that washed up onto the beach. And once, Capricorn watched as one of his brilliant, glorious children crunched confusedly on a shell, swallowed thickly, hacked out a cough, then went for another shell. Now they slept out on the beach, oblivious to the dangers around them. What if a human saw them? Their goat heads glistening with seaweed, their tails flashing with silver scales. Who knew what a human would do? Probably set traps. Maybe butcher his children. What if a land goat saw them? Capricorn could not fathom what a goat would do. Their motivations were even more mysterious than the humans. But Capricorn knew it would be bad, because goats were thoroughly unpleasant. At least humans could see reason. At least humans had creativity. "All right," Capricorn called. "That was fun. Now it's time to come back in the water. Time to go home." One of his children shouted back, "We're going to stay here just a bit longer." Capricorn did not care for it when his children argued with him. "You're going to get heat stroke," he called. "I'm worried about you." His children exchanged looks, rolling their eyes. "I saw that," he said. He did not care for his children acting like he didn't know what he was talking about. He did not care for them dismissing his fears as paranoia. "We'll come back in a bit," one of his children called. "We've got more to explore up here. We'll be back in a few days. A week tops." Capricorn did not care for that. He cared for it even less when they did not return in a week. When they did not return in a month. When they stopped speaking and started communicating, if you could call it that, through harsh honking bleats. When the scales of their tails dulled and then shed, and then suddenly his children had back legs. Suddenly his children were common land goats. In horror, he watched his children leave the beach and hop up mountains. He watched them join herds of common goats, who could not tell that they were once magnificent. He watched as they stared at him without recognition as he called from the shore. "Bah!" said his youngest son. Capricorn set his teeth and narrowed his square-pupiled eyes. This just would not do. He turned back time and tried again. "You are forbidden from going on land," Capricorn announced, certain that he was too lenient the last time. He allowed his children too much freedom. He hadn't taken care of them. They were lulled into a false sense of security with his lack of discipline. This time, he would put his foot down and they would know better. "You forbid us?" one of his children asked. "What are you going to do? Ground us? Are you going to physically restrain us? Chain us to the bottom of the ocean? That's great parenting." "I could if I wanted," Capricorn growled. "Don't you think I won't? but I had assumed that you were smart enough that it wouldn't come to that. Wow, Dad. Wow. I'm serious about this, Capricorn said. You will not go on land. Why not? Asked one of his children. Because the beach is dangerous and full of horrors. All the creatures there are dim-witted and uncouth, and if you join them, you will be too. Dad, one of his children sighed, that's kind of racist. If you spend long enough on land, you will turn into a land goat. You'll lose your ability to speak and reason, and I will not have it. It's for your own good. We'll turn into goats? What are you talking about? Do you even hear yourself? I hold the knowledge of all the cosmos, the secrets to time itself. When I say you will turn into a goat, I mean you will turn into a goat. I think you're overreacting. I am not overreacting. I am the father of all sea goats, and my children hold the potential for greatness in their hearts, and I will not see them brought low by the deteriorating effects of the land. I forbid it. He swelled, his commanding presence making him larger, the hot force of his words causing the sea around them to foam and bubble and churn. His children traded unconvinced looks. Unconvinced, uncowed, undeterred. One of his children approached his seething, bowing her head in submission, using a low, calming voice. Finally, one of them saw reason. You know that forbidding us from doing something is just gonna make us want to do it more, right? Or maybe not. Maybe his children had always been obstinate and foolish, and the land had only changed them physically. No, his children were precious, and he would keep them safe. If you try to go ashore, I will whip up a typhoon and blow you back into the water. I will send waves to wash you home. And we'll just try again, and it will just rain for centuries. Then it will rain for centuries. And it did. Storms beat against the beach, blowing the sea goats back into the surf. Whirlpools and riptides pulled them down into the depths. A hurricane washed away their favorite beach, leaving only sharp, rocky crags. Capricorn's children found another beach. They hauled themselves from the sea, fighting against the wind and the tides, fighting for no other reason than to fight. They didn't even care about the land anymore. They just wanted to win the battle. And one by one, they escaped, running as soon as their hooves got traction, running ashore to escape the storms and the swells. Eventually, all his children escaped. They all turned into land goats. Capricorn sighed. This just would not do. He turned back time and tried again. What does the land really have to offer that the sea doesn't? Capricorn asked. You can study the rotation of a spiral of a crab shell just as well from down here. You can chart the stars better from the open ocean where there's no light pollution from human cities. You can relax in the lovely sand of the reefs or bask in the thermal vents if that's what you're looking for. They don't have thermal vents on land. One of his children said, yes, they do. Capricorn blinked. They don't. What? They do? Well, his child said, no, but they have jacuzzis, which are much better. His other children nodded. Capricorn felt distress rise in his throat, but he shook himself and continued with his bribery. Well, what's better about it? Perhaps we can improve upon them. Would that be an exciting project? His children exchanged unconvinced looks. Have I taken you to the ancient undersea library in the Tonga Trench? Yes. Oh, have you seen the diamond fields off the coast of Angola? Yes. Have you been to the wreckage of the HMS Endeavor? That's fun. We've been twice. Capricorn rubbed the frustrated muscles wrinkling between his eyebrows with a tail flipper. Look, he said. If you spend too long on land, you'll turn into a land goat. You'll lose your beautiful tail, your ability to swim, to breathe underwater, to speak with the fish, to speak at all. You'll forget you were ever a sea goat, and everything you are will fade away. I don't want that for you. Is that really what you want? His children shifted in discomfort. We'll turn into goats? Yes, please stay here. His children shifted again. Finally, he'd reached them. One of his children spoke up, their voice uncertain. That doesn't sound like a real thing. Capricorn groaned. We're gonna go to the beach now. Capricorn was not giving up. He was never giving up. You'll change your mind, he declared. I'm not giving up. I'll convince you. I'll find you treasures beyond your wildest dreams, even as you wade up onto the shore. I'll shout what fun I'm having, what marvels I can see from the ocean, even as you roll in the sand. I'll lure you into the surf with nonsense things to chew on, even as you bleed at me without recognition. And he did. The last of his children struggled in the water, kicking ineffective feet, eyes wide in panic, head bobbing at the surface with gasps and frightened cries as he both attempted not to drown and attempted to get the sailcloth Capricorn had offered him to eat. Oh, good grief, this just wouldn't do. Capricorn sent a wave that washed his son onto the beach, where he stood on wobbly legs and shook himself before trotting off further away. Capricorn sighed. He turned back time and tried again. Why do you want to be a land goat? Capricorn asked. How could that possibly be something you want? I don't get it. Please explain this to me. His children's tails flapped in agitation and confusion. A land goat? What are you talking about? I'm talking about how you're all going to climb up onto the beach and get lazy and foolish, and your tail will fall off, and you'll turn into a land goat. Why is that something you want? It's not? Then why? Why do you keep going on land time after time? What is it that draws you there? His children exchanged confused looks. I don't think we'll turn into goats if we go onto the beach. That doesn't sound like a real thing. It is. Why do you never believe me? It's not like I'm an ancient immortal spirit of wisdom who's unlocked the secrets of time and space. Why should you listen to me? You know so much better. I keep warning you, and you keep not listening. I've raged, and I've pleaded, and I've bribed, and I've reasoned, and nothing gets through to you. Dad, one of his children said, approaching him slowly, her voice calming and concerned. We've never had this conversation before. You've never warned us about anything. We've never gone on land before. Capricorn groaned. He buried his face in his tail and took several deep breaths in the uncomfortable silence his children left for him. When he looked up again, with tears in his eyes, he said, I don't want to lose you. You're my precious children, and I love you so. Oh, Dad, his children said, drawing closer to him, nuzzling him and comforting him. We love you too. You'll never lose us. We're not going to turn into goats. Really? Really? Does that mean you'll stay, he said, in the sea, that you won't go on land? Well, his children shifted, pulling away slightly. Now that you mention it, we've been curious about the opportunities for exploration that the land offers. Capricorn groaned again. This wouldn't do. He turned back time and tried again. Capricorn watched as his last child joined the yoga studio, jumping about on humans' backs as they tried to regulate their breathing and find a meditative calm. He watched as another child ate some human hair, still attached to a human, who laughed and took a photo of the event. He watched as one of his children fell asleep in her food bowl. What was he going to do with them? What had he not tried yet? Maybe it was time to let his children go. For them to make their own mistakes, their own choices. Maybe it was time for them to grow up. Maybe it was time to let go. Could he respect them enough to grant them that? Nah, that wouldn't do. He turned back time and tried again. The 20% True podcast was written and produced by me, Carolyn Rahaman. Music was composed by Kamiku. If you like the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts so other people can discover it. Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/20percenttrue. Visit my website, 20percenttrue.blogspot.com, for updates, thoughts on writing, and book reviews. And follow me on Twitter at Carrie N. Hits. Thank you.